Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. What is eternal salvation? A Big Lie or Simple Truth by Joe Clements is a Christian theology book designed to help its readers check their spiritual intelligence quotient. Joe believes that a person's intelligence quotient may be suitable for making a living. It's one's SIQ that makes living and dying a good experience. Joe became a Christian in 1983, says it was the best decision he's made for dying and for living. Joe has a caring, loving family, his wife of 38 years, two sons and a daughter. Because he was a victim of dumb doctrine and bad theology, he wrote the books An Open Letter to the Human Race, The Solutions to Life's Greatest Problems, and What is Eternal Salvation, A Big Lie or Simple Truth? And author Joe Clements is our guest today on This Week in America. Joe, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate this, and thank you for having me.
It is a pleasure and a very important topic. And let's start with the inspiration for this. Where did this idea come from to write this book, What is Eternal Salvation, A Big Lie or Simple Truth?
Well, it basically happened because, you know, when I became a Christian, and I was passionate about being a Christian. I was trying to be a good Christian. And I did what the church usually tell you to do. They said, since you're a Christian now, you should read your Bible, you should come to church, and you should pray. So I started doing those things. And by doing those things, then the more I began to read and understand, the more I realized that the church wasn't being consistent and accurate with their own theology. And so then that caused me to start asking questions and doing more, begin to dig and read more. And the more I learned, put me more at odds with my church and my denomination. And then, so they got to where they won't listen to anything that I was saying. And then in the community, I'm no good to community. I'm like the Roddy Dangerfield in my community, because the community basically, you know, they usually believe what the local pastors are saying.
Yes.
So when I was saying stuff that seemed like a contradiction to what their tradition traditionally listened to and believe, then it had me where I was no good to the church. I was no good to community. So I decided I'll just write the book, and maybe I can. People didn't have time to sit and listen to me talk and explain everything. So I just began, I wrote the book so I could kind of just pass it out to people. And I thought that way, maybe I could have some kind of impact on my friends, family, and community.
Yes.
Because, you know, when you're dealing with friends, family, community, that's a hard group to reach.
Well, it is. And you are having an impact. The reviews have been excellent for What is Eternal Salvation, A Big Lie or Simple Truth? Joe Clements is the author. That's C-L-E-M-O-N-S. If you're searching, book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It seems like a simple question, yet you were not getting answers, and I'm sure a lot of other people are in a similar set of circumstances. What is eternal salvation? Joe, why should people know about salvation, what it means, and what it implies? Why is that so important?
Well, salvation, when you deal with the word salvation, I say it like this. Salvation is the most important word in any language, because all humans realize, or when they realize, that they came from a creator. And no matter how much you think you know your creator, and well, I'm coming from the Christian perspective, and I believe in God, Jesus Christ, God, the Holy Spirit, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I believe God is the creator. And no matter how much you think you know God, love God, trust God, follow God, pray to God, serve God, I usually say hug God, rub God. Until you get God's salvation, you hadn't done a thing to change your eternal destination, because salvation is the only thing that can change a person's eternal destination. And so that's why salvation is so important, because, like I said, no matter how much you think you know God, all those other things you know is good for pride, self-esteem, and your eulogy. You know, we're going to send you off with flying colors.
Yes.
Just on all that stuff you do, but that doesn't change your destination.
The book is What is Eternal Salvation, A Big Lie or Simple Truth? The book is by Joe Clements. You'll find it at the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll go to Joe's Amazon page, get information, be able to order the book there as well. Why did the gospel get lost in the church? You were looking for answers there. You wanted answers. You needed answers, and you were not able to find them. Why did the gospel get lost in the church, do you think?
Well, you know, our number one enemy for mankind to not know accurately and consistently and clear what God wants us to know is the devil. The devil don't want us to be educated about what God have done to give you eternal life. Or remember, every human is an eternal being. So eternal life belongs to every human. But eternal life from the Bible perspective is a place of bliss and greatness and peace and love and everything. The other eternal destination is a place of torment, because a human is an eternal being. So the devil always trying to throw a monkey wrench in that and to keep people confused. That's why I think the devil is the author of religion. And religion always tell you about what you got to do to appease God, to satisfy him and to be accepted by him and to be accepted into his kingdom, you know, because we all know the story of Adam and Eve. And so God, by God, the gospel teach where God sent his son, Jesus, to die and pay for the sins of the whole world. So everybody's sin had been paid for, and eternal life and salvation is a gift. But if that be known, more people will be more inclined to believe it and receive it. So what the devil does is it creates religion, and religion, all like I said, based on you doing something to appease God.
Yes.
And when the Christians, when the Christianity or when Christians turn, add things to salvation that God didn't require, then they begin to turn Christianity into a religion, and making Christianity is bringing Christianity down to the level of religion, and religion is based on doing. And so when they was adding a comma at the end of the statement of what God have done, and then the comma goes on with their comments, and they, when they get through commenting, then they said, you're not saved by what God done or what Christ done on the cross alone. You still got the comma, do this, do this, do that, follow all these rules and procedures and ritual, and that, and when they do that, they're turning Christianity into just another religion.
Yes. It's a thought-provoking book. It was featured at the London Book Fair earlier this year. The book is What is Eternal Salvation? A Big Lie or Simple Truth? The author is our guest, Joe Clemons, C-L-E-M-O-N-S, book available wherever books are sold. Joe, what is the role of God's salvation in changing a person's eternal destination? How does that work?
Well, salvation is a word that God used. I'll say it like this. Let me start like this. Theology is the queen of science. There's nothing you can learn in this world that is more important, more valuable, and have a greater impact on humanity than theology, because theology is the study of God. And the most important word within theology, which in theology, like I say, is the queen of science, and the most important word in theology, or the most important element in theology, is salvation. Because, like I said before, salvation is the only thing can change your destination. And when people don't have a good, clear, accurate understanding of that, it make it very difficult for them to appreciate and understand what God have done. So I don't know if I forgot the question you asked. Could you repeat the question?
Maybe I think you answered that. Yeah. What is the role of God's salvation in changing a person's eternal destination? What is the connection?
That is, salvation is the key element that you need, because until you get God's salvation, you don't have access to anything else spiritually. You don't get God's justification before you get his salvation. You don't get redemption, election, propitiation, all the other promises and grace that God want to give to humanity starts with salvation. So you don't get anything spiritually, because, matter of fact, until you get God's salvation, you are spiritually dead. And so salvation gives you spiritual life, and it gives you eternal life instantly, permanently, and eternally. At the moment you receive God, you believe God, and then he give you salvation. Salvation is the beginning of everything. And so that's why I always say, no matter how much you done, brother, how well you feel about what you have done, until you get God's salvation, you haven't done a thing spiritually, and you are still dead, and you are not a member of God's eternal family. You are just still stuck in our Adamic nature.
You spent a great deal of time in research, in study, in writing. What is eternal salvation, a big lie or simple truth? How long did it take you to write the book?
Well, the book sort of developed over years. I started out writing it, just like almost anything, the more you mess with it and the more you study it, and the more you begin to learn and relearn, you have to always go back and correct stuff. And at the time, the churches had me where I couldn't say anything, I couldn't share anything with no one. And so the initial book, I think I wrote the book maybe about 6 to 8 months initially. Yes. And then over the years, I kept going back and making correction. As you learn more, you get a better understanding of things. So I had to make corrections and add things and stuff like that. So the whole thing process took about 25 years.
That's amazing.
Before I got to the point where I got it published. And even after publishing it, I began to see other little things that I need to kind of correct. And it not that make it, it was wrong, but to make it more clear, yes, more clear and consistent.
We tell your passion and the perseverance taking that long to put this together and still going back, at least in your mind, and thinking, maybe I should have reworded this a little bit differently. What was that the most challenging part of the book, was going back and making sure you had it right and you had it so it was simple and understandable, which it is for the reader?
Well, I wanted to be accurate.
Yes.
You know, and sometimes, like I said, when you start dealing with theology and the study of God, there's no bottom. You don't get a bottom. And even right now today, I feel like I could add things to it. And so if I could ever get this book off the ground, then I could get people to begin to look into it, because I feel like this book is a needed book, not only for the church, the people who have salvation, the people who believe they are saved, but this book is really needed by every human, because we are all in the same predicament. And then all of us got in this predicament one way. There's one way in and one way out. And so this is the most important word. I said that my book I hate to sound like this in an arrogant way. I feel like my book could be the most important book. I feel like I there is not because, no, don't get me wrong. The Bible is the most important.
Yes.
Yes. But more important than what you know is how much you understand. So you could know the whole Bible, but where your understanding of the Bible you know. So I think because of all the years of the study and all I put into it, and I'm studying the most important principle in the Bible or element in the Bible is salvation. And because I spent so much time reading the Bible, I feel like my Bible could be a better book for a beginner to read to get them way down the road on what the Bible is trying to convey. And then from that point on, you know, the Holy Spirit is in every Christian, and the Holy Spirit is the teacher. And no matter and how God has gifted you and the effort you put forth and to pursue the proper knowledge and understanding of God, then there's no bottom that you can hit, and you might can run circles around where I am. But to be technical about it, I feel like, you know, I might could be an expert in salvation. I'm not saying I'm an expert in everything, but from all the books I have read and all the people I have listened to and all through the years, I never heard no one approach salvation the way I do in this book, and to magnify how important it is, and because it is my book is unique in that perspective.
And with all the research you've done, you've just about earned a PhD in salvation, haven't you? Because of all of the extensive research and study that Joe has put into this. Joe Clements, Clemons. The book is What is Eternal Salvation, A Big Lie or Simple Truth? Why? I mentioned the term in the beginning of the program, spiritual intelligence quotient. For many people, that's probably a new expression. Why is it important for people to know their spiritual intelligent quotient?
Because, you know, we always magnify and we always usually feel all pride and good about how intelligent a person is. But, you know, you could be intelligent in a whole lot of things. You could be so intelligent, like say you could fly a spacecraft to Mars or whatever you can do. All those things you can accomplish and you probably have accomplished from your intelligence, but being real intelligent in a lot of things, but being unintelligent in the most important things is a tragedy. And so I feel that a person SIQ, spatial intelligence, is the most important aspect or the most important element that a person have, because like they said, the most important thing you have is your belief system, and your intelligence is the thing that control your belief system.
Yes.
And because it based on what you believe determine your destiny.
Why is it that so many people don't understand what salvation truly means? Why does that happen?
Well, you know, I've been to a couple of seminaries, and I've been to a Bible college and stuff, and I sat in the class and I listened to the professors and some of these guys. Matter of fact, if you look at my book, I had some pretty good, I had some pretty reputable people that endorsed my book, you know, and one guy even he was considered him as the number one theologian and apologist in the world at one point, but is that, I don't know, maybe it was a gift that God is something God has given me because of my passion for it, but salvation, what salvation does. Salvation convey to you how saved you are. You know, grace, if you know anything about Christianity, Christianity, number one key, most important word is grace. God save us, give us eternal life. God give all the benefits and blessings to us come through his grace. But the most important thing that God give us is eternal life and salvation that come from grace. So, grace help you understand how you are saved. You're saved by God's grace, so you can stop patting yourself on the back and the head and feeling super spiritual about yourself. Grace helps you understand how you're saved. Salvation helps you understand how saved you are. You're not temporarily situational or conditionally saved. And when people have a low SIQ, they don't have the right understanding of salvation, and then they begin to turn, feel like salvation is like I said, temporal or conditional, and that put salvation back, that put God, Christianity back at the level of religion, because religion is based on human effort. And grace take it away from human effort, and salvation that is not eternal, or if it's not eternal, then it must be temporal or conditional or situational. And when it got when it get back to that level, it basically is just another religion. It has the religion aspect of human earning the right to gain eternal life. Yes.
And Joe helps us in that book. The book is so easy to understand. It's well laid out. It's well thought out. It's a plan for all of us, including six Bible-based questions that will make us all think and reflect as we try to answer those. So the book is totally comprehensive. It will answer the question, what is eternal salvation, a big lie or simple truth? Joe Clemens, our guest on the program. A couple minutes left. Joe is also the author of An Open Letter to the Human Race, The Solutions to Life's Greatest Problems. This book, What is Eternal Salvation? Joe, you've done quite well with Christian theology books, taking a subject that some people would find intimidating. You break it down so as a reader, we can read, we can understand, learn, and profit from it. Are you working on any other books now?
Well, I like I say, if I could get this one off the ground, I really believe that what I know and understand in this book need to be known and understood by every man. I think that's my key line. What I know and understand need to be understood by every man, because when you come down to your spiritual predicament that we were born into, salvation, like I say, is the only thing that can change that. So after I get this if I could get this moving like I'd like to, I would like to write a book now saying, since you are saved and you have eternal life and you know and sure and secure eternally, then what next? So the next thing a Christian should want to be conscious of their eternal existence in God knew heaven and earth, or God new earth, the new world that God is preparing for us,
yes.
And you're going to be an eternal state. I'm trying to help them. I would love people to understand now that in this life, while you live as a Christian, when you know and secure eternally, your greatest motivation now is that you are basically auditioning, earning, and jockeying for position in the next life. You can't wait until you get to the next life and try climb the corporate spiritual ladder and earn position in the next life. So once you get this most important thing down, then your next greatest motivation should be to grow and mature and find God's will and purpose for your life and how He has gifted you. And then you utilize that to the ultimate degree, and then you will earn a spot. Christ said in the Bible that he that overcome, and I would grant him the right to sit next to me on my throne, and I would make him a co-ruler of the kingdom. And so, hey, you may have a chance to be a ruler in the next life, because this world, the next life, this world might be similar to this life in a lot of ways. And there could be people people going to be on different elevation, a different level of servant in the kingdom. So instead of you being the guy picking the fruit for the king, you could be the king doing the ruling.
And Joe will help us get there. That's what this book will do. The follow-up book, which I hope comes out soon. Yeah, this book is What is Eternal Salvation? A Big Lie or Simple Truth? couple minutes left in the program. You've covered a lot of territory during our conversation today. What do you want the readers to take away after reading What is Eternal Salvation?
I wish that they can join my mentality and become a passionate part of the solution and not be a part of the problem. Because the church is failing overall. Not every church, not every person, but the church as a whole, the church as a whole is failing the world. You know, in the Old Testament era, God chose the nation of Israel to be the instrument he wanted to use to reach the world. Well, in this era now, because we got to keep moving with God. We can't stay in the past. So we are in the New Testament area. We are in a new dispensation. And in this dispensation, God chose the church to be the instrument to reach the world, to educate the world, and help the world understand what he want them to know. And you can't be a benefit to the body of Christ and the world until you get a good, proper understanding of the foundational principles. See, what I'm talking about, these are basic 101 knowledge that a person needs to understand and know.
You lay the foundation so well in Joe's book, What is Eternal Salvation, A Big Lie or Simple Truth? In the video version of this, and if you go to YouTube, you can go to thisweekinamerica.us, click on videos and see that. We've got the background Joe information on a television program. Joe, talk a little bit about that, because you're doing a lot in spreading the word with the TV program and the book, of course. Talk about the TV program.
Well, the Lord has blessed me. You know, I have no clue that I would have these kind of opportunities. I used to always pray and hope the Lord would give me an opportunity to do something. I wanted to do something unique and significant.
Yes.
Because, I mean, like I say, I've been a victim of dumb doctrine and bad theology, and I'm the Ronnie Dangerfield of my community, my communities, especially the Christian realm. And so, but I know what I understand need to be known. And so after the Lord blessed me, my wife, former student, have this network, and by knowing his aunt and stuff, I got in touch with him, and then he interviewed me. When he did, his rating went up, and he decided to let me, said one of the sponsors said he paid part of it, and I got this channel, and I want to make it unique and have it where it could be something that regular people could even come on, and because there's a lot of us that don't have the privilege and the opportunity, and we are not on that stage where we can say things that can have impact. And I think I'm more of a thinker than a writer, than certainly a TV personality, but I know the things that I have understood that God helped me to understand is needed. And I hope that maybe this interview with you would help the people all over this country, all over this world, begin to check on their responsibility and their SIQ so they can have a greater impact even on their own personal family, and to guide them and become a part of the solution that the world needs. We don't need another religion, and we don't need to be turning Christianity into religion. We need the gospel to be understood in the right light.
Well, I'm glad we've had this opportunity to talk. And as Joe mentioned, the program available, television, you can Google. What is the best way to get more information on the TV show that you do?
Well, you know, I think you probably can Google it. It's OCP International TV, but I see where lately he had changed his title. He called it The OCP Network. He called it The OCP Network.
Ah, okay.
And my channel, like I said, is the Truth Channel, because I don't want nobody coming on there telling no lies. So I call it, if you're not going to tell the truth, Welcome.
Good choice of word, and you'll find all of that by Googling it. And the book is doing, again, exceptionally well, excellent international reviews for What is Eternal Salvation. Got a couple of seconds left here at the end. You've been working with Reader's Magnet on this project, self-publishing company, book marketing company. What's it been like in working with them in getting the word out on What is Salvation?
Well, I have to thank the Lord for Reader's Magnet, because if it wasn't for Reader's Magnet, there's a lot of things. I wouldn't have this TV show. I wouldn't be on this radio program, on this interview with you. And I think it's a whole lot of, and the stuff you see on Facebook or YouTube or wherever. If it wasn't for Reader's Magnet, I would have been just like I used to, just my normal role in the churches in the local area where I live. Only thing I could do in the local churches in this area is park cars, cut grass, pay my money, and be quiet.
Joe, it has been a pleasure having you on the program. I love your passion. What an important message, broken down so we can understand it, based, as you heard, on years of study and research and working and formulating the book so it has its maximum impact. The book is What is Eternal Salvation, A Big Lie or Simple Truth? Joe Clemons, Clemons. Joe, a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, sir, and I thank you for the opportunity, and I hope maybe we can get together again and take this thing to another level.
Would love to do that. Joe Clemons is our guest on the program. Thank you for being with us, listening to the program, and information on the show. Information on the book, of course, available at Amazon by Joe Clemons, What is Eternal Salvation? Or click onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and there's a link there that will take you to Joe's page on Amazon. You are listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.